2 Chronicles 13:18 says, "Thus the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed, because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers." 4th of July in America, it's Independence Day. And a small percentage of Americans will actually take part in any proper or meaningful observance in honor of or in memory of the true meaning of Independence Day. Some people are so clueless that you can ask them, "What day is the 4th of July on?" And they'll struggle to answer. You can find videos online where people are approached on the street and asked what the word independence referred to, and they have no idea. They'll give all kinds of ridiculous answers. In one version, people are asked what country we fought and defeated in order to become independent, and the answers range from Mexico, Canada, to the Nazis and Russians. It's sad. Yes, you laugh because it's just so insane. But growing numbers of Americans do not know our own history, and that includes the reality that our founders were all either Bible-believing Christians, or they at least acknowledged the necessity of biblical wisdom and morality as the bedrock foundation of our nation. As long as America has understood our reliance upon God, and we have been like the southern kingdom of Judah, who remained free from foreign invasion in spite of being far from ideal. Because our text says in 2 Chronicles 13:18, "The children of Judah prevailed because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers." There's probably never been a time where the majority of Americans were born-again Bible-believing Christians, but the mass majority always respected the Christian foundation of our constitutional republic through the years. Thomas Jefferson was no Bible-believing Christian, but he recognized the necessity of biblical morality for our nation to survive, and he urged all to follow the moral teachings of Jesus for the good of society. Jefferson said, "The practice of morality being necessity for the well-being of society, he," referring to God, "has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses," end quote. James McHenry was an officer in the Revolutionary Army. He signed and ratified the U.S. Constitution, and he summed up the view of the founders when he was quoted as saying, quote, "Public utility pleads most forcibly for the general distribution of the Holy Scriptures. Without the Bible, in vain do we increase penal laws and draw entrenchments around our institutions," end quote. And we can list dozens of other such quotations if we had the time. Anyone denying the biblical, God-fearing foundations of America is just dishonest. As I said, it is true that there has probably never been a time when most voting-age citizens in America were born-again Christians, but that's not the issue. The question is whether it could be said of America, as it was said of the kingdom of Judah in 2 Chronicles 13:18, "The children of Judah prevailed because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers." In my lifetime, I've seen the shift away from the God of the Bible, but I've witnessed national tragedies and trials. The 1979 to 81 Iran hostage crisis, the 1981 assassination attempt of Ronald Reagan, the 1986 Space Shuttle Challenger explosion, the 1990 Gulf War, the 1995 Murrah Federal Building explosion in Oklahoma City, the September 11 attacks, and other such cases. And in each of those cases, our leaders and the masses, by far the majority of Americans, prayed and called on God for his help. And as we observe Independence Day every July 4th, we ought to remember the dependence of our founders upon God for our very existence. As George Washington wrote to Revolutionary troops July 9, 1776, quote, "The blessing and protection of heaven are at all times necessary, but especially so in times of public distress and danger. The general hopes and trusts that every officer and man will endeavor to live and act as becomes a Christian soldier, defending the dearest rights and liberties of his country."